Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 82. The Door Standing Open in Heaven. The Apostle John was shown a door standing open in heaven. There he saw scenes the whole world should know about. No one in heaven, in earth, or even in hell, could prevail to break the seven seals that kept that mysterious book scroll closed in the hand of the one who sat on the throne of the universe. John wept much. Then the Lamb, all bruised and mangled in his death, prevailed, the Son of God crucified. He broke the seven seals. He had saved the universe from ruin. John saw all the redeemed people overcome with joy as they cried, "Salvation belongs to our God." But that doesn't mean primarily that God himself is now saved, although in a sense that can be true. The idea is that God's redeemed ascribed their salvation to him. That mangled lamb gave them salvation. It was he who took the initiative 100% in saving them. He was the good shepherd who went on a long journey to seek and find them. By his much more abounding grace they were saved. Their song of triumph in Revelation 7 is the same as Paul's word in Ephesians, "By grace you have been saved through faith," but their faith was not the means of their salvation. Immediately they insist that their faith is not of themselves. They take no credit for their decision to accept Christ. As Paul says in Romans, chapter 5, verses 15-18, "It was Christ who gave them the gift of justification of life even while we were still sinners." Just let your heart begin to grasp this, and you will throw yourself down with them before the throne even as that great multitude did, that crowd that no one could count.